主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
你把我们召聚到你面前来。
You gather us in your presence.
虽然我们停止了一阵子，没有一同来读你自己的话。
Even though we have not gathered together to read your word together.
但是你还是向我们说话。
For quite some time, but yet you still speak to us.
你在各种不同的场合里边向我们说话。
In different circumstances, you speak unto us.
总是把我们要带到你的光中。
It is all to bring us into your light.
主，我的心在你面前向你仰望。
And Lord, my heart before thee is open to you.
愿你在我们聚在一起的时候，你的灵运行在我们中间。
And as we gather in your presence, may your spirit be in our midst.
带领我们进入你自己的话里。
That the spirit will lead us into your word.
把你从前所说过的话里面的奥秘向我们打开。
So that the mystery of your spoken word will be open unto us.
也赏给我们一个苏醒的灵。
That you will grant us a revived spirit.
叫你的话一打开，我们的灵就接上。
So that when your words are open, our spirits can follow.
把我们带到你自己的宝座前。
Bring us in the presence of your throne.
不是读从前你说过的话。
Not just to read your spoken word of the past.
是读你从前所说过的话，今天向我们发表的心思。
But that you will reveal your heart's desire today through your spoken word.
仰望主恩待我们。
Lord, we look unto you to be gracious to us.
吸引我们的心更多的靠近你。
Draw our hearts ever closer to you.
荣耀也归给你。
And may all glory be thine.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢主，晚上我们开始要来看但以理书。
We thank the Lord this evening we'll start beginning to read the book of Daniel.
但以理书弟兄姊妹们应该是比较熟悉的一本先知书。
And now with the book of Daniel, it should be a book that brothers and sisters are more familiar with concerning the prophetic books.
但是实际上但以理书里面神所说的话跟我们有什么特别的关系呢？
Yet, what is the special relationship concerning the book of Daniel that has to do with us?
或者说清楚一点，神当时向但以理所说的话，神的心里头是有一个什么的意念呢？
Or in other words, to be more precise, is the word of God through the book of Daniel, what is God's thought behind it?
我想我们弟兄姊妹们习惯了读但以理书的时候开头就读几个历史上的故事。
I think brothers and sisters, as we read the book of Daniel, perhaps in usual, we would read some historical events concerning that.
撒旦就觉得神在那里说出的一些关于以色列的预言。
And the second half of the book of Daniel concerns then some prophecy concerning the nation of Israel.
我们不能说这样子是不合宜。
We would not say reading the book of Daniel in this view is not appropriate.
但是我们想到一件事。
But we do think of one thing.
当神那么严肃的对他的子民在那一种环境里头来说话，那些话有什么特别的意思呢？
That is when God is speaking these very solemn words to his people under these circumstances, what special meaning would there be?
这个是值得我们多读但以理书的时候我们要碰到的那一个问题。
And this is an issue, a question we must encounter when we read much of the book of Daniel.
因为不这样来记录神说话的目的。
Otherwise, if we don't enter into the purpose of God's spoken word,
那我们非常容易的就落到但以理书就是在那里讲历史故事。
In this way, then we would imagine the book of Daniel to be historical to us and a storytelling.
不是讲故事。
It is not merely telling us a story.
是讲神在那他们那一个背景里头神所要做的事。
But in their circumstances, with their background in mind, God is speaking to us what he is to do.
而神当时所要做的事情呢，又不是单单关乎人中间的一些历史的事。
And the matters which God will complete is not merely just some events that he will do concerning man's history.
而是神在他自己 所要做的功德里面，一个非常非常关键的事情，在那里碰到了难处。
But it is a very crucial matter concerning the work of God that he is to complete, and that is encounter some hindrance there.
那个难处是什么呢？
And what is that hardship?
那个难处就是以色列跟犹大都没了。
Now the difficulty in the work of God which he's completing is that the nation of Israel and Judah has come to an end.
你可以把以色列撇在外边 不管。
You may place Israel on the side and not be mindful of them.
但是你总不能把犹大撇掉。
Nevertheless, we cannot put Judah aside.
其实你犹大跟以色列都不能撇掉。
But in fact, we cannot put any of those two nations aside.
因为在神啊要做的功德里头，我们如果记得的话，以色列人出埃及，神跟他们立约的时候给他们说了什么话。
But in fact, if we recall the purpose of God in delivering them out of Egypt and the covenant which he made with them, what were the words he spoke unto them?
神说我领你们出埃及。
And God said, I've led you out of Egypt.
从一面来讲，要叫你们侍奉我。
On the one hand, it's for you to serve me.
从另一面来讲，
On the other point,
神要用他们。
God is to use them.
用他们做什么呢？
To use this nation for what?
祭司的国度。
It is to be a kingdom of priests.
那你一看到神领以色列人出埃及的时候所说的话呢，你就知道了。但以理书开始的时候就说出整个的环境和神的那个安排完全脱了节。
Therefore, if we pay attention to what God spoke unto the nation of Israel when he delivered them from Egypt and the beginning of the book of Daniel, it seems as if each Israel was outside of the purpose of God.
神要做的地上没有条件让神做。
What God is to complete on earth seems God does not have condition to work in that way.
那神还不要做，要不要继续做工呢？
Does God still continue his work then?
那些被神拣选的人是不是还有路可以走，走到一天回到神原来的安排里呢？
Those whom have been called by God, do they still have a way, a path to go, connect themselves to the purpose which God has called them for?
那弟兄姊妹，我想我们读但以理书的时候，我们慢慢慢慢的要从读历史的事情要读进神那个工作的执行。
Therefore, when we read the book of Daniel, we must read gradually into the execution of the work of God, merely, not merely just the historical account.
我们都知道但以理书是先知书里头的一本。
We know the book of Daniel is recorded amongst one of the prophetic books.
并且是先知书里头的个被掳的时期的先知。
And in fact, it is one of the prophetic books amongst the days of their captivity.
那因此我们看但以理书的时候，如果你要很完整的来领会神在但以理书所说的话。
Therefore, when we look at the book of Daniel, if we want a complete understanding of the word of God in the book of Daniel,
那么我们就必须从神和以色列人的关系那里先开始。
We must first begin with the relationship which God has with the people of Israel.
不是从但以理书第一章开始。
We do not begin with Daniel chapter 1.
当然我们平常读一定是从但以理书第一章开始。
Of course, when we gradually read each book, normally we'll begin with chapter 1 of each book.
所以我们读但以理书的时候就读来读去就是读就是读到但以理书。
But when we read the book of Daniel, in that way, we only read just the book of Daniel.
但是我们如果回到但以理书的起头，
But when we return to the origin of the book of Daniel,
我们就看到但以理书里头一个很，你说它是隐秘，它不是隐秘；你说它是很明显，它好像也不太明显。
We're able to get a more complete picture. If you say this point is very hidden, it is not hidden, but it's not very apparent either.
为什么会是这个样子呢？
Now, why is that the case?
那原因就是什么？你就不要忘记了。但以理的时候，犹大在哪里？
Do not forget then the circumstances, brothers and sisters.
以色列人在哪里？
Where is the nation of Judah and the nation of Israel during that time?
可以说在地上没有立足点。
We can say at that time they did not have a place to have a nation during that period.
在这种光景的底下。
Under that condition.
神的工作在地上还要往前去吗？
Would the work of God be able to continue forward?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神没有向但以理说话，我们就看不见有什么可走的路。
If God did not speak to Daniel, we do not see a path forward.
因为在人的眼中看来，你还什么？由他以色列人还有什么剩下来的？
And because in the sight of man, what is left for the nation of Israel?
什么都没有。
There is nothing left.
国家没有了。
No nation.
人民分散了。
And the people are scattered.
土地是也荒废了。
And the land is desolate.
以后还被别人来霸占了。
And others will occupy the land.
那对他们来说什么都没有留下。
As for the people, there's nothing left.
那他们还有前途吗？
Do they still have a future?
他们如果没前途的话，
If there's no future,
神那个祭司的国度的安排还要不要做下去？
Would God continue on his arrangement for the kingdom of priests?
如果神不要做下去的话，那神的信实又摆在什么地方呢？
And if God is not able to continue forward, what becomes of his faithfulness?
如果神要继续做下去，
If God is to continue his work,
怎么能恢复神做工的条件呢？
Now, how can the condition in which God is to work be revived?
那弟兄姊妹，就是我们读但以理书的时候是会引起的一大堆的问题。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, these are many questions we have when we read into the
book
of Daniel. Therefore, we say,
认真要看待以理书的时候，
When we look into the book of Daniel seriously,
我们要从更早的时候开始，
We have to begin further
down the timeline. 要接触到这个事情的起头，
We have to come back to the origin of this.
然后就来到但以理书的本身，
And then we can enter into the text of the book of Daniel.
再从但以理书的本身看到神永远的安排。
Then from the book of Daniel, we can see the eternal arrangement of God.
那这样我们读但以理书就读进神要我们留意的事实里了。
When we read the book of Daniel in this way, then we can take note of the facts which God wants us to pay attention to.
那我们先来读一两节的经文，再开下去。
So let us first read a few passages before we continue on.
但以理书的第一节。
And the chapter 1 of Daniel, verse 1.
犹大王约雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城围困，主将犹大王约雅敬并神殿中器皿的几分交付他手，他就把这器皿带到示拿地，收入他神的庙里，放在他神的腹中。先
Verses 1 and 2. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand which part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God, and he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God.
那我们就先来看他的历史的背景。
Now let us first look at the historical background.
那一开始就说到，
At the beginning it tells us,
犹大给攻破了。
Jerusalem, Judah has been besieged.
这里就说出犹大王约雅敬在位第三年，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒来到耶路撒冷，将城围困。
Verse 1 tells us, In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it.
但是弟兄姊妹，你如果只是读但以理书的话，
Brothers and sisters, if we only read the book of Daniel,
你不太觉得这里有难处。
Now we may not find any difficulty in
reading this verse. 如果你读但以理书的时候，
But when we read the book of Daniel,
你不是只是读但以理书，
And we not only look into the book of Daniel.
你再想起但以理书一开头所说到的犹大这些一个王，
But when we consider at the beginning when it speaks about the king of Judah, this particular king,
你就感觉有困惑了。
Now, then we are puzzled.
因为这里说约雅敬王第三年，尼布甲尼撒就攻破了耶路撒冷。
Because it says in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, Jerusalem was besieged.
并且掳去了犹大人好多和圣殿里面的一些物件都带走了。
And there are many who were taken in exile with part of the vessels of the house of God.
但是如果你 把这一件事情牵连回到历代之下。
But if we were turned to look at 2 Chronicles,
那很靠近末了了，就是说这个事情的事了。
This is near the end of 2 Chronicles when this is, event is recorded for us.
啊，那是历代之下的36章最末了的那一章。
And that is, 2 Chronicles chapter 36.
约雅敬的事情以前的不说了。
Now, we won't get into the events before Jehoiakim.
就说到他在但以理书一开头就提到的事。
But even at the beginning of his matters, when it was mentioned in the book of Daniel.
那是第五节。
Verse 5.
那弟兄姊妹留意了啊。
Now, pay attention, brothers and sisters.
约雅敬登基的时候年25岁，在耶路撒冷做王11年。行耶和华神他神眼中看为恶的事，巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒上来攻击他，用铜链锁着他，要将他带到巴比伦去。尼布甲尼撒又将耶和华殿里的器皿带到巴比伦，放在他神的庙里。约雅敬其余的事和他所行可憎的事，并他一切的行为都写在以色列和犹大列王记上。
We have read from verse 2 Chronicles chapter 36 verses 5 to 8.
那弟兄姊妹，你看这两段历史的记载，如果并在一起的时候，你会不会发觉有些困扰了。
So brothers and sisters, so we read these two passages and we put them together, would we be puzzled by them?
他做王第三年，但以理书说的耶路撒冷就给尼布甲尼撒攻破了。
It says for us in Daniel that in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, Jerusalem was besieged. It was captured.
那尼布甲尼撒就把他捆绑起来。
So then he was captured.
就连同一些从圣殿里头掳掠出来的人的物件。
And part, with part of the vessels of the house of God.
和犹大王族里头和贵胄里头的一些人物。
And amongst those of the royal and noble families.
全都集中起来就掳到巴比伦。
And they were all taken captivity into the land of Babylon.
现在你读历代志的时候。
So now when we read 2 Chronicles.
你发觉什么问题？
What do we discover?
他说约雅敬在历代志里面登基做王的时候，第三年就给尼布甲尼撒来攻打。
That in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, Jerusalem was besieged.
然后他又说，他在耶路撒冷做王11年。
But then in 2 Chronicles it says that Jehoiakim reigned in Jerusalem for 11 years.
怎么回事？
Now what is that about?
第三年。但以理书里头第三年由巴比伦王攻破耶路撒冷的时候，就把约雅敬掳掉，要带他去巴比伦。
Now that is in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, when Jerusalem was besieged and broken into, Nebuchadnezzar was to take him into exile in Babylon.
但是犹大的历史在这里说。他继续做王，一直做王了11年，才死在耶路撒冷。
But here in the Chronicles, it records that he reigned for 11 years and he died there.
这是怎么回事啊？
Now, what is this about?
第一，他究竟有没有被掳到巴比伦？
First of all, was he exiled in Babylon?
如果他真的被掳到巴比伦，那他什么时候回来？
Now, if he was in exile in Babylon, when did he return?
如果他不回来的话，他怎么能做王做了11年？
If he did not return, how was he to reign 11 years?
那弟兄姊妹，这里面就有故事了。
So brothers and sisters, there's a story in this background.
那个故事是什么呢？
What is that?
我们不知道 神在当时是怎么来管理。
We don't know how God governed at that time.
我们可以领会到一件事情。
But we can understand this.
尼布甲尼撒王本来是要把他领掳到巴比伦。
Now Nebuchadnezzar was to take him in exile in Babylon.
但是不知道是什么原因。
But for whatever reason.
大概要领去的时候就没有把他领去，仍然放他回到耶路撒冷。
Though the intent was to take him captive into Babylon, but yet allow for him to reign.
所以他就继续在耶路撒冷做王，一直做了11年。
So Jehoiakim continued to reign in Jerusalem for 11 years.
但是圣殿里面所掳掠的那些物件呢？
Yet part of the vessels that were taken.
尼布甲尼撒王带走。
Nebuchadnezzar took with him.
另外在犹大国里头一些精英的分子呢？
And part of the, some of the prince or, those who are cream of the crop.
和一些社会上层的那些人物呢？
And those of the royal and noble families.
也同时就掳到巴比伦去，那是但以理在其中，所以我们常常说。这一次的被掳是犹大头一次的被掳。
Therefore, Daniel was in the midst of this first group of captivity. Many times we say Daniel was a part of them, and this was the first group in exile.
那弟兄姊妹记得。
And brothers and sisters, remember.
犹大的灭亡是经过三次的被掳。
The destruction of Judah gone through three
captivity. 我们读以西结书的时候就应该领会到了。
Now when we read the book of Ezekiel, we have this understanding.
第一批、第二批、第三批，那就完全灭亡了。
The second group, and after the third group, they were completely destroyed.
但现在我们要问的是。
But what we must ask now is,
我们不知道。神怎么在那里调度约雅敬王，要给带走，结果却没有带走。
We did not know the background how God directed when Jehoiakim were to be in exile, but he was not.
那为什么呢？
Why? We do not know why.
但是正因为这样，我们就不能不说要回到这样的这一个历史的起点。
We do not know why, and that's the reason we say we must go back to the origin of this historical background.
那这一个历史的起点应该起在什么地方呢？
Where should this beginning point of this historical background begin?
起在摩西临终的时候对以色列人所说的话。
This ought to begin with the final words of Moses as he spoke unto the people of Israel.
那因此弟兄姊妹，当我们碰到这些是碰到这个问题的时候，
so, brothers,
我们就要回到生命记那里去看摩西在他临终的时候跟以色列人所说的话是说了什么话。
When we encounter this point, then we must go back to the end of Deuteronomy to see what are the last words of Moses to the people.
那么现在我们翻到生命记二十九章。
So let us first turn to Deuteronomy chapter 29.
那摩西临终的时候就跟犹大人跟以色列人说了好多话，也是很明显的给他们做了一个立约的事实。
Now at the end of Moses' life, God made a covenant with Israel and gave them much words.
但是我们要注意到这个立约的事情不是摩西跟以色列人立约。
But we must take note, this covenant is not between Moses and the people.
这个立约的事情的起头是在神本身。
But the originator, initiator of this covenant is upon God himself.
所以先看第一节。
So verse 1, chapter 29.
这是耶和华在摩亚地吩咐摩西与以色列人立约的话。
Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 1. These are the words of the covenant which the Lord commanded Moses to make with the children of Israel in the land of Moab.
那29章30章这两章就是摩西立约跟以色列人当时立约的话里头的内容。
And chapter 29 and chapter 30 of Deuteronomy are the content of this covenant which God made with the people.
我想我们 为了这一件事情，我们要回头来看见呢，就不是看前面，我们只是看其中，和我们读到历史里头应该要有的一个体会。
Therefore, when we are looking into the book of Daniel, we will come back here to look at not the two full chapters, but some of the points regarding them, so we have an impression of it.
接着我们看十四节。
And then chapter 29, verse 14.
我不但与你们立这约，岂这事，凡与我们一同站在耶和华我们神面前的，并今日不在我们这里的人，我也与他们立这约。
Chapter 29 verses 14 and 15. Neither with you only do I make this covenant and this oath, but with him that standeth here with us this day before the Lord our God, and also with him that is not here with us this day.
那就是说到当时摩西跟以色列人所立的那一个约，不是只是对当时的以色列人。
In other words, the covenant which God made with the people on that day is not only with the people who stand before the Lord there,
是包括以色列的以后所有的子孙都在里边。
But also with him that is not here with us this day, which includes all of the children of Israel.
所以他是说到在这里的和不在这里的。
That's why it is put in this way with us this day before the Lord our God and also with him that is not here with us this day.
有什么特点呢？
Now what is so unique about these words here?
那里边是提到许多的事，但是归纳起来是两个特点。
There are many things included in the content, but in summary there is two.
一个特点就是说，神说你们如果是实在的遵循我的律法，按照我的话语行走，你们一定是蒙福。
And one of the two content is if you do obey my words and keep this covenant, you shall be blessed.
但另外的一个重点呢？
But the other point of this
就是这一件事情翻过来。
It's the opposite of this point.
如果你们背弃这一个约，
If you forsake this covenant,
如果你们不留意神跟你们所说的话，
If you do not keep, pay attention to the word of God,
那么你们就要注意了。
Then take note.
注意什么呢？
What is that?
三十章的第一节。
Now, verse 1, chapter 30.
我所陈明在您面前的这一些咒诅都临到你身上，你在耶和华你神追赶你到的万国中，必心里追念祝福的话，你和你的子孙若尽心尽心归向耶和华你的神，照着我今日一切所吩咐的听从他的话，那时耶和华你的神必怜恤你，救回你这被掳的子民。耶和华你的神要回转过来，从分散你到万民中将你们召聚回来。你被赶上的人就是在天涯的，耶和华你的神也必从哪里将你们召聚回来。耶和华你的神必领你进入你列祖所得的之地，使你可以得着，又必善待你，使你的人数比你列祖众多。底下还是有一些话，但不过这一小段已经把神那个心思说清楚了。
There are many words in the content, but chapter 30 verses 1 through 5 really express very clearly to us the heart of God.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你就看到神在那里一面让他们知道你们跟随主，你们就拣选了一条在神面前完全蒙福的路来走。
Therefore, we can clearly see if you choose the Lord, then you have chosen for yourself a way of blessing before God.
如果你们不按照神的心思来跟随，
Yet if you do not follow according to the heart desire of God,
那么到一个地步，神可以把你们分散的。
At the one point, God will scatter you.
神要叫你们现在所得的地啊，成了荒凉的。
And the land which you possess shall be desolate.
不过 如果你们真的有一天落到这样的光景，
But if you do fall into such a condition one day,
你想起我跟你们说过的话，
And you shall call to mind among the words I've spoken to you, And you return unto the Lord,
神说，
God says,
我就会把你们召聚回来，
I will gather you once again,
不管你们分散在全地的什么地方，
Regardless how you have been driven unto the uttermost parts of heaven,
我都把你们一一的召聚回来，
I will fetch you and gather you together,
回到你祖宗，回到我给你们的这个地。
And God will bring you back into the land which I have given unto you.
并且你们要继续的壮大起来。
And you will possess it and multiply and grow strong.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们读旧约被掳期的先知书的时候，
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when we read the Old Covenant in captivity during the prophetic books,
我们必须要连到这一个开始。
We have to connect ourselves back to the beginning here in Deuteronomy.
因为神让他的子民所遇到的事情是神老早就给他们说清楚的。
Because what God allowed for his people to encounter, God have long ago spoken clearly to his people.
神不是没有让他们明白。
It is not that God have hidden them from them.
他们听话就赐福给他们。
They obey the Lord will bless them.
他们不听话就对付他们。
If they do not obey his voice, he will deal with them.
神不是这样。
God is not that way.
神老早就告诉他们。
But God told them long ago.
你们按照神的话来跟随。
If you follow according to God's word.
你们活在神的祝福里头是没有疑问。
There's no doubt you will live in God's blessing.
如果你们不按照神的话来走。
Yet if you do not follow according to the word of God.
你们会让神追讨的一个非常可怜的地步，那也是神预先告诉他们。
God will chasten you into a very sad condition, but God have foretold you this very clearly.
但是神在告诉他们的时候，
But when God told them this,
我虽然把你们分散，
And though I've scattered you,
如果你们在分散的日子里头，心思有点回转，哎呀，是我们在神面前选择错了，走错了，我们落到这样的一个光景里。
But in the days of your scattering, if you call to mind in this condition that you have erred and gone wrong,
我们应该回转到神的面前。
And we shall repent before God.
神什么时候你回转到我的面前？
And God promised, whenever you return unto me,
我就把你们召聚回来。
I will fetch you and gather you.
甚至还没有召聚你们回来以前。
And even before I gather you once again.
只要你心里头记得你们和神中间是有一个约。
As long as you call to mind in your heart, you have this covenant with God.
神说我心里边也不住的有这一个约来纪念你们。
And God in his heart will recall, remember them in this covenant.
那弟兄姊妹，这个就是被掳的时期，犹大人连同早一百多两百年前的那个以色列的被掳在里头都是在同一个原则里。
This is the same principle which God deals with the people of Judah and the people of Israel which was in captivity 100 or 200 years before the nation of Judah.
有人在那里就 有些人在那里说，
And some may say,
你们所信的神是很凶的。
See how cruel the Lord which you believe in is.
听话就给你好处。
If you obey, he will bless you.
不听话就给你难处。
If you disobey, he'll give you hardship.
这样的神可以相信的吗？
Can you believe in such a God?
但是用说，如果我们知道神和人中间那个关系的过程，你绝对不会这样想。
But brothers and sisters, if we are clear and we know the relationship in which God has with his people, we will not have such a thought.
因为神是用立约的形式来宣明神和人的关系。
Because God uses the form of a covenant to declare his relationship with man.
既然是立约的形式，
If it is in the form of a covenant,
立约的对方不答应的时候，不签字不答应的时候，这个约也不成立的。
If it is not an agreement between two parties and they sign on it, it will not be upheld.
但是 如果既然是同意接受这样的一个约，
but if both parties accept the covenant,
那这个约就有了那个约束的力量在哪里。
Therefore, there is authority behind this covenant. It will bind them. 那弟兄们，
你就记得了，在出埃及记里面，以色列人多大方啊！
Brothers and sisters, you recall when they left Egypt, how gracious the people of Israel was.
当神给他们说到这个事情的时候，
when God proclaimed this to them.
他们的回复是什么呢？
What was the people's response?
凡神所吩咐我们的，我们一定遵行。
Surely all that you command us, we will keep.
他接受了。
Now they accepted this covenant.
既然接受了。
And since they agreed to it.
那碰到约里面的一些不和谐的事的时候，神执行那个约。你就不能说是神很凶 很残暴。
Therefore, when you do anything against this covenant and when God executes the covenant, you cannot claim God to be cruel.
同时你还要更要看清楚一件。
But even more clearly, we must see.
神说也给他们管教。
God will discipline his people.
不是管教他们因为他们犯了罪。
Not to discipline them because they sin.
管教的目的不在哪里。
That's not the purpose of the discipline.
管教的目的在什么地方呢？
What is the purpose of the discipline?
管教最后的目的是要叫他们回转。
The purpose of the discipline is for them to return.
管教的目的是给他们开路。
The purpose of the discipline is to open a way for them.
让他们知道路走错了，你现在回来，你一回来，一切你所碰到的难处就结束。
So that the people will realize this is the way to return, and once they return, then all their hardship will be solved.
那这个是神管教的那两面。
And this is the two sides of God's discipline.
一面是叫他们知道错了。
On the one hand, it's for the people to realize they're wrong.
一面是让他们知道我们还有路走。
But on the other hand, it's for the people to realize there is still a way back.
那当我们现留意到这样的一个起头的时候，你再看犹大也好，以色列人也好，他们被掳的情形，你就看到那里面那个属灵的关键。
Therefore, when we first take note of the origin of this, whether from the people of Israel or the people of Judah, then we can see the spiritual key behind this.
如果我们再看整个被掳的历史，就是神管教的那个历史的过程。
And if we continue forward to see the entire process of their captivity, which is the process of God's discipline upon His people,
那你又看到神是处处在那里给他们有安排、有提醒，让他们不要落到那个陷阱里。
We're also able to see throughout the entire process, God throughout has reminded them and also have encouraged them that not to fall into such a trap.
那我相信弟兄姊妹们，如果你真要看到犹大被掳的事情，
Therefore, brothers and sisters, if we were to look into the captivity of the people of Judah,
我们回头来看历史，我们一定能看出来。
When we reflect upon history, we'll see.
犹大被掳的历史的起点在哪里？
Where is the origin of the captivity of the people of Judah?
应该是在西西家做王的时候。
The origin of the captivity of the people of Judah ought to begin with the reign of Hezekiah.
那是在以赛亚书上所记载的。
And we can see that from the book of Isaiah.
弟兄姊妹，读过以赛亚书，你应该有一点的印象。
Brothers and sisters, when we read the book of Isaiah, we have this impression.
西西家因着仰望神而解决了亚述人的那个攻击。
Because Hezekiah sought the Lord be delivered from the attack of the Syrians,
挽救了犹大脱离亚述人的毁灭。
That they were delivered from the destruction from the Syrians.
那以后呢？
After that,
他就病了。
He became ill.
以赛亚就来告诉他说，
And Isaiah came to tell Hezekiah,
西西家，
Hezekiah,
神数算你的日子已经到了。
The days which God has numbered unto you has come.
西西家一听到这个消息
，and when Hezekiah heard this news，
啊，他就受不了。
Now he could not bear it。
他说好不容易把犹大从亚述从给人压制的底下拯救出来。
It was not easy to be delivered from this oppression and the attack of the Syrians。
神不可以让我平平安安的过几年吗
？Would God not allow for me to spend some years in peace？
怎么那么快就要把我接回去
？Why would He take me so quickly after this？
啊，他有点悲哀了。
And so he was in sorrow。
啊，在神面前就哭了。
And he wept before God。
啊，结果神就告诉以西亚，回去告诉我告诉西西家。
So God told Isaiah to tell Hezekiah。
啊，要他不要那样。哭哭兮兮的
that he do not need to weep so sorely.
他既然不愿意那么快就回到我这里
if he does not willing to return to me so quickly,
我就多给他十五年
I will give him another span of 15 years,
你让他平平安安吧
and he can be at peace and rest.
感谢主
we thank the Lord.
西西家就寿命延长了十五年
so his longevity was extended 15 years
但在十五年里头他就出了毛病
yet in these 15 years this is where the problem was
这一段历史我们常常会彼此提醒说要寻求神的命定不要寻求神的允许
of course oftentimes we use this passage this experience of Hezekiah to say that we shall seek what God has willed and not what he has allowed
但是从犹大被掳的历史这个关这一点上来看呢西西家这一件事情就起了一个头了
But it is upon this matter of Hezekiah that was the beginning point of the captivity of Judah
因为他病好了的消息
Because after he was well
传得出去
was known to others
西西家打破了亚述的大军这个事情是很轰烈的。
In fact, the defeat of the Syrians from Hezekiah was a very big event.
那时候不说全世界了，起码在整个中东地区一直到近东地区都应该是震动的。
Not even the whole world, but in the region of that Middle East region, it should be earth-shattering news.
因为那一次西西家打败了打退了那个亚述的大军以后呢不太久亚述也就给巴比伦灭掉了
because shortly after the defeat of the Syrians during that period Babylon then destroyed Assyria
而亚述的灭亡跟在西西家手下打败仗呢不能说没有关联
no, we cannot say there's no connection with the destruction of the Syrians after the defeat from Hezekiah
所以我们也不说到那个题外的事
but we won't get into those details off tangent
那当然西西家那个时候就觉得很开心了
of course Hezekiah was very joyful at that time
他病好了
he was healed
全世界都知道我病好了
and the whole world knows that I'm well
这个时候西西巴比伦王就差遣使者来给他问问安
so at this time Babylon sent ambassadors to greet him
来了
and when they came
他大概很开心。
So he was very joyful about that.
他就把他把犹大所有的一切都翻开给巴比伦的使者看。
And because of the visit from the ambassadors of Babylon, he opened the entire kingdom to them.
用现在的话来说，就把全国所有的秘密。都向巴比伦打开。
In today's terms, then he will just show them all the secrets of the kingdom to the Babylonians.
现在的国内花尽了多少的心思搞情报，来把敌人的那个东西拿过来。但是西西家干干净净的了。哦，你喜欢看什么？看吧，看吧。
Now, because of his emotions at that time, when the ambassadors came to greet him, he was very open to show them everything. Unlike today, when you try to hide everything, and others try to have spies to gain your information.
为什么他那么开心呢
？Now, why was Hezekiah so joyful?
当然。
Of course,
圣经没有给我们很清楚的提。
Now the Bible did not clearly state for us.
但是神是责备西西家。
But God rebuked Hezekiah.
你怎么可以这样
？How can you act in this way?
来做了。
That you would act so foolishly.
你只有一个条件是可以这样做的。
There's only one condition you can do.
你以为所有所做成的那个事情都是你自己的功劳。
Now you, under these circumstances, believe that all the accomplishment was your own merit.
你不是让人知道我打败亚述不是我的本事，是神自己的工作。
You did not let others know that it was God's work, but it was your own merit that defeated the Assyrians.
我病得要死，结果神多给了我一些年日，说我今天还继续活着。
You did not make known to others, I was ill unto death, but God hath healed me and given me another 15 years. All is according to God.
与我要毫无关系。
That none of this had anything to do with me.
但是西西家当时大概乐极忘形啊。都忘记了神。
But perhaps Hezekiah was so exuberant that he forgot about God.
巴比伦的使者一来，他就把他所有的秘密就全都打开。
But when the ambassadors from Babylon came to greet him, he was so overjoyful that he showed them all the secrets of the kingdom.
所以以撒回过头来就对他说。
So Isaiah turned and said to him,
你做了愚昧的事。
You have done foolishly.
你因着你这样子一做。
Now because you have acted this way.
你的子孙就会要被掳到巴比伦去给人做奴隶。
Now your descendants will be in captivity and be slaves to them.
你看当时西西家的是西西家的反应是什么
If you recall the response of Hezekiah at that moment.
他说好啊。子孙的事是子孙的事啊，我平平安安过了就可以了。
Let it be that is the matters concerning the descendants as long as I dwell in peace.
那我们就说西西家王前面是为神做了好多合乎神心意的事。
We can say with the life Hezekiah in the first half of his life he's done much good for God.
但是不后的一段就完全的活在自己里。
But in the latter half of his year he completely lived for himself.
就造成西西家以后继续他做王的除了约西亚王以外全部都是在那里。
Now, therefore, from all the kings after Hezekiah, they were all against God except for Josiah.
一直抵挡到约雅敬做王的时候。
Even until when Jehoiakim was king.
就发生难处了。
And so now the difficulty came.
所以在那里就说了，约雅敬王三年的时候，尼布扎尼撒杀就。就攻破耶路撒冷。
Therefore, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, Nebuchadnezzar came to besiege Jerusalem.
然后就带出了第一批的被掳的事情。
And took with him the first group of captivity.
那我们一看到被掳的事情的时候呢
？Now, when we see the captivity,
我们就要始注意了。
We have to pay attention then.
不错。神在哈巴谷书上面也说到了，神是用着巴比伦来管教犹大。
Yes, that is true. Even in the book of Habakkuk, God says that he will use the king of Babylon to discipline his people.
但是巴比伦人呢，就是越过了神的安排，是做了神不要他们做的事。
Yet the Babylonians have gone beyond the arrangement of God to do that which they ought not to do.
那这就也许给我们看到一点，为什么巴比伦王要把约雅敬王带去巴比伦，而结果没带走，仍然留他在犹大作王。
So perhaps from that point we're able to realize why is it that the Babylonians intended to take Jehoiakim into captivity, but yet did not and allow for him to remain in Jerusalem.
其中可能的一个原因就是神有干预在那里。
Perhaps one of the reasons is that God intervened.
但是圣经没有记载。
But the Bible did not record.
我们都不知
道。And we do not know.
反正约雅敬王要被带到那边去，结果没带，就尼布甲尼撒就把其他的事带走。
Even though Jehoiakim was intended to be in captivity, but Nebuchadnezzar did not take him, he remained, but there was the first group of captivity.
好了，现在我们回到但以理书上来。
So now when we return directly to the book of Daniel,
那当尼布甲尼撒 把在犹大那里显出那一个被掳的事情以后
when the captivity is manifested there with Nebuchadnezzar,
他做了两件事。
He did two things.
头一件事情
The first thing,
把圣殿里头的一些物件带回Babylon.
He took parts of the vessels of the house of God back to his land.
把这些物件都放到巴比伦的那些神庙里。
And he took these vessels and placed it in the treasure house of his God.
什么意思?
What does that mean?
带回弟兄姊妹,你想想你也知道。
If you consider it, you will realize it.
第二件事情。
Second matter Nebuchadnezzar did.
他把犹大掳去的人中间，他选召了一批精英。
From the captivity, he chose for himself certain of the children who were well favored.
选这一批精英出来做什么呢
？What was the purpose of choosing the best of this captivity?
教他们巴比伦文化。
It is to teach them the culture of Babylon.
在生活上面同化他们成为巴比伦人。
It is in order to immerse them into the culture of Babylon.
那么这是在但以理书里面我们看到他在被掳的人事物当中所做的两件事。
We are able to see from the book of Daniel, these are the two things that Nebuchadnezzar do amongst the captives.
那这是什么事呢?
What is this?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们只是看故事那样看过去就没事。
Brothers and sisters, if we read this passage as a story, then there's nothing to gain.
如果我们看这些事情摆在圣经里。
But when we see this is placed in the scriptures for us,
里面就不是只是历史的问题。
Within is not merely a historical account.
里面就有属灵的问题。
There are spiritual matters concerning.
有什么属灵的事实在里边？
What is the spiritual matter in these words?
那我们就要在读但以理书的时候，我们就要就是这样的引起我要留意到神在但以理书里边向人说话的目的。
When we read the book of Daniel in this way, then it will lead us to think of the purpose of the word of God in the book of Daniel.
那我们从但以理书里头可以看到一些事。
Now from the book of Daniel, we're able to see certain things.
来印证当时尼布甲尼撒王把圣殿的那些物件放在他的神庙里。是什么意思?
To confirm some of the meaning, why is it that Nebuchadnezzar took part of the vessels of God and placed it in his treasure house of his gods?
那当然你说那是战利品。
Now, of course, you say that's just the trophies, the spoils of his victory.
印证了我们巴比伦的那一个强大。
Just to confirm how strong and powerful the nation of Babylon is.
不单是把犹大打败了。
Not only did we defeat Judah,
把犹大的神的名誉声荣耀我们都掳掠来了。
But even the fame, the glory of the God of Judah, now we have taken as spoil.
如果你不相信就到我们的庙里头去看看。
You can see our trophies in the treasure house of our God.
圣殿本来在圣殿的那些事情现在摆在我们神庙的里头作为展览品。
Now you see all these vessels of the temple of God now are trophies in our God's temple.
有什么目的?
What's the purpose?
那个目的很显然。
Now that purpose is very plain.
我们的神比犹大的神大。
Now our God is bigger and better than the God of Judah.
他们的那个神就不值得去寻求和敬拜。
So their God is not worthy to seek or worship after.
如果你们要寻求神来敬拜。
If you want a God to worship.
找我们巴比伦这一个。
Look for the God of Babylon.
你一看到那些你就知道只有我们巴比伦这一位神是神。
If you see our trophies, our spoils, you know only the God of Babylon is God.
那这是一方面。
And that's one aspect.
另一方面呢。
Another aspect.
我们刚才读的经没有读下去。
We did not read on in verse 3.
现在我再读读。
So now we can continue on.
从第三节开始。
Beginning with Daniel chapter 1 verse 3.
王吩咐太监长亚斯比拿从以色列人的宗族和贵胄中带去几个人来就是年少没有残疾相貌俊美通达各样学问知识聪明具备 主能设立在王宫里的，要叫他们扎利底的文字言语，王派定将自己所用的膳和所饮的酒每日赐他们一份，养他们三年，满了三年，好叫他们在王面前设立。他们中间有犹大族的人，但以理、哈南尼亚、米沙利、亚沙利亚，太监长给他们起名叫，称但以理为伯提沙撒，称哈拿尼亚为沙德拉，称米沙利为米撒，称亚沙利的为亚伯尼哥。
Read from Daniel chapter 1 verses 3 to 7.
那弟兄姊妹，你看了这一段话。
So brothers and sisters, when we read this passage, what do you feel?
哎呀，你说这些年轻人真有福啊。
Oh, these young men, how blessed they are.
带被掳之地，特别现在以撒给捧起来了。
They're in the land of captivity, but now they're exalted.
在人的眼中看来，的确是很有福的事。
In man's perspective, perhaps it's a blessing.
但是你往深处去看。
But when we look deeper,
那这是什么？
What is this?
这是用巴比伦的文化来淹没神跟以色列的关系，跟犹大的关系。
This is to use the learnings of the Babylon to surpass, to wipe out the relationship between God and Judah.
那这是我们读一般历史的时候，读人文历史的时候常看到的一些结论。
And this is a general conclusion we have when we read man's history.
你征服了一个民族。
Now, when you have conquered a certain people,
你怎么统治这个民族呢？
Now, how do you rule over them?
最好的方法。
The best way.
用你自己的文化去把他的文化吞掉。
To use your culture to overcome their culture.
让他们只知道我你的文化而不知道他们的文化。
So that they will only learn your culture and forget their own.
这是一般的历史，我们所太容易碰到的事。
This is in general matters we encounter very commonly.
也许因为这个是一般的历史里面的常碰到的事，我们平常读圣读但以理读到这里的时候没有另外的一个体会。
Now, perhaps this is common man's history. We read that with the same thought when we read about Daniel's history here.
但是如果你真的看到但以理书里头记载了这样的一件事情，那这个事情记在那里做什么呢？
Therefore, when we really read into it and we read this historical account in the book of Daniel, we must ask, why is this recorded here?
你看他要学的功课就知道，要整个的毫无保留的从文字一直到文化的本身都巴比伦化。
We can see even from the text of the word that they are to be immersed in the full culture of Babylon, in their learnings in the tongue of the Chaldeans.
然后让他们看到，当你们学习好了以后，你们要在巴比伦的王朝里头占高位。
Therefore, after you have learned all these learnings, you're able to stand before the king and you will have a position before the king.
给你看到人间的前途了。
And so you can see man's future before you.
还不停在这里。
And not only there.
他们把这四个人的名字都改了。
But also given names, the Babylonian names.
圣经也特别记载这一件事。
And the scriptures especially mention this.
记载这件事有什么意思？
Perhaps you ask, what is the meaning of recording this?
有意思。
There's meaning.
我盼望我能记得很清楚。
I hope I remember correctly.
我是写在我的圣经上，但是现在的眼睛不好。
I wrote this in my Bible, but my eyesight is not as good as before.
那我看看，勉强还可以看到。
Perhaps I can still figure this out.
那先说他们三个人的名字。
And so the first, the names of the three friends.
但以理，我不知道，我没记下来。但是赫南尼亚就是第二个，就是耶和华所爱的。
And you did not record Daniel, but for Hananiah is one who is beloved of God.
米沙利。就是但以理的另外一个朋友啊。
And the other friend of Daniel was Mishael.
就是他很像神。
to be like God.
那亚撒利亚呢?
And for Azariah,
耶和华是我的帮助。
And that means that Jehovah is my help.
那这个是他们原来的名字。
That is their original name.
他们的父母给他们起这个名字是把他们都牵到神那里。
Now all the names that were given by their parents relate to God.
那然后他见长后来给他们换了一个名字。
But afterwards, when the king, a master of the eunuchs, gave them a Babylonian name,
那个名字是什么呢?
What are their names?
他说叫但以理做伯提莎莎。
And so for Daniel, he was named Belteshazzar.
我自己都看不清楚了。
And I cannot see my writing very clearly.
先撇开他这个。
So I will move on.
那么然后就领导他们三个我再把他在这里。
I see it here.
伯提他把但以理的名字叫做伯提莎莎是什么意思呢
So what does the name now that Daniel was given this name Belteshazzar, what does that mean?
他是把巴比伦的一个神的名字给了他。
It was a name of a Babylonian god that was given to him.
那个就是叫做比勒。
And that is Baal.
我们读以赛亚书的时候就读到有个地方是说比勒神药。那个比勒是谁？巴比伦的一个神。
And so this is one of the Babylonian god, which is Baal.
然后他就叫那个米撒呢，就称为米撒是称米撒利叫做为米撒
，and for Mishael he was named Meshach。
那米撒利就是说很像神嘛
，and so Michael means to be like God。
他现在叫他叫撒德拉
，and so his name was given as Meshach。
是不是米撒是不是叫什？米撒称为米色，那米色是什么意思呢
？And so what does the name Meshach mean？
就是说谁能像我们的神当中的巴比伦王的巴比伦人当中的一个神叫做契科神吧
and so there,
我不知道什么意思
Now there is another Babylonian god and so that name was given to Mishael as to be like one of the Babylonian gods
然后就叫撒德拉呢做亚伯尼哥啊
And to Azariah, he was named Abednego.
亚撒利亚为亚伯尼哥
And so to Azariah, who was changed name to Abednego.
那亚撒利亚就是耶和华是我的帮助
And so Azariah means God is my help.
亚伯尼哥是什么意思呢
So what does Abednego mean?
亚伯尼哥就是巴比伦一个王一个偶像的神的仆人
and Abednego is actually a servant of a Babylonian god
我上一次把这个再弄清楚回来不过先给弟兄姊妹们你了解到他里面的有一个这样的一个故事
Now I will be clear this up next time but so just so we have an impression there's a story behind these names
很显然的你就看到不就是只是一个改名字的问题
Very apparently you see it's not just giving them a new name
是要把这几个犹太人
But for these Jewish few
从耶和华和他们的关系当中
from their,
转移到巴比伦的诸神的
But from their relationship with God, now is to transfer them under the many gods of the Babylonians.
那因此我们在读到但以理书的时候呢
So when we read the book of Daniel,
我们就说这一些的历史的本身所提到的事情，我们就要领会到。
Even from this historical account, we must understand them.
但以理书一个很根本神把但以理书记录下来。
A very basic reason that God recorded the book of Daniel.
很清楚的一件事情。
A very clear matter.
告诉被掳的犹太人。
Is to tell the Jewish people in captivity.
或者说对一些 好像在人间的环境里头走到没路走的人。
Or in other words, to show individuals in man's view that they have come to the end of the road.
神跟他们说出。
And God tells them.
虽然你看外面好像没有路。
And though on the external circumstances,
如果你记得你们还是神的儿女的话。
There is no way, but if you recall your children of God, you still have a way.
那这个路是怎么样的呢？
But what is this way?
但以理书就说出来。
Then the book of Daniel tells us that.
那我这一点是非常重要的。
This is a very important point.
我们笼统的来把它归纳起来说说。
To summarize,
那这是算是什么？
What does this all mean?
这个就是属灵的征战。
This is a spiritual warfare.
你又说是平常我们是属灵的征战，属灵的征战什么叫做属灵的征战？
When we normally say spiritual warfare, what is spiritual warfare?
属灵的征战就是把属神的人从与神的那个关系里头扯出来，让他们不再与神有关系。
Spiritual warfare is to bring out, to remove those who have a relationship with God, to remove them from that relationship.
让神以外的人事物成为他们的新关系。
So others have nothing to do with God, people, event, or places to take that place of God. 这个新关
系要带出一个作用。
And this new relationship is to have this function.
这些人要成为其他人事物的仆人。
And so that now the people of God become servants of these other places, people, or events.
其他的人事物那就成了他们的主人。
And so the other people, places, or event become their master.
弟兄姊妹，这个就属灵的征战的那个实质。
Brothers and sisters, that is the substance of spiritual warfare.
我们读新约圣经的时候
，When we read the New Testament,
我们就读在新约里面，我们才就读出这样的一个事实来。
Many times we read out this fact.
那是约翰一书里面所提到的。
That's mentioned to us in 1 John.
不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Love not the world or the things of the world.
人要爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
或者说是神的爱就不在他里面。
Or the love of the Father or the love for the Father is not in you.
很显然你就看到这两个立脚点。
Now, very clearly, you can see which you stand upon.
一个你站在主里面。
Otherwise, you stand in the Lord.
一个是你站在主外面。
Or you stand outside of the Lord.
那从整个的事情来说，这个就是属灵征战的实质。
As a whole, this is the very substance of spiritual warfare.
那我们读但以理书的时候
，So when we read the book of Daniel,
神一开始就让我们留意到
，At the very offset, God shows us,
我们在接触一件属灵的事
，When we encounter a spiritual matter,
来看到属灵的征战是怎么开始
，We can see where is the origin, how spiritual warfare begins.
那因此我们说一些题外的话
，So just off tangent a bit,
整本圣经
，The entire Bible,
除了创世纪跟但启示录。
Besides the book of Genesis and the book of Revelation,
里头每一卷圣经很受攻击的呢，算下来就是但以理。
Aside from these two books, Genesis and Revelation, the book of Daniel is the book that is under attack most in the books of the Bible.
这个虽然是题外话。
Now, even though this is outside topic,
但是我们知道就有好处。
But we know there is goodness from that.
当然，但以理书在旧约的下半段，就是他们被掳和被掳回去以后，一直到主后三世纪以前。
That is from the book of Daniel in captivity, after the captivity when they return until the 3rd century AD.
所有在犹太教里边的人
All the people in Judaism
连同在福音书里头主自己所说的话
including what the Lord himself said in the Gospels
都肯定但以理这一个人和他所说的是
confirms the person Daniel and all the word of Daniel.
但是但以理书就有一个遭遇。
But there is this situation concerning the book of Daniel.
大概是这主后三年左右。
That is 3 years AD.
就有一个不是信主的犹太人。
There is a Jewish person who does not believe in the Lord.
他就提出了一个 论点来说但以理书。
He had this theory against the book of Daniel.
他说但以理根本在历史上没有这样的一个人。
He claimed that there is no such person as Daniel in history.
所以没有这样的一个人，但以理书里边所说的话就都不是真话。
And if such a person Daniel does not exist in history, then all his words in the book of Daniel is not true.
那这个人是什么人呢？
Now who is this Jewish person?
他的名字我都不记得。好像是普弗里好像是差不多是这样子，我不知道英文叫什么。
I don't know his name, but his name similar to the sound Pufli, and I don't know what the English name is.
他不是犹太人，他不是犹太教的人，也不是基督徒。
He is not a Christian, and he is not a he does not practice Judaism.
他就提出一个理论。
So he had this theory.
他说但以理书是什么来的呢？
Now how then did the book of Daniel come about?
他说是在马加比王朝的时候。
Is during the empire of the Maccabees.
有一个人。
There is this person.
就把一些把一对不起。他是 在马加比王朝里头的一个人，把一些历史上的事情编辑起来，就编出了但以理。
He claimed that during the Maccabean Empire, there is a historian, someone who put through, who connected all the history together and come up with this book of Daniel.
那这是但以理书给人攻击的起源。
And that is the origin of the attack on the book of Daniel.
后来到了那个十六七八世纪。
Later on, then in the 16th, 17th century,
但那些新神学，就是那些所谓福音派的神学，不是福音派，社会福音派的神学出来的时候。
And that is in the new sect or the gospel, social gospel, then they come up with this theory.
又把这个事情挖出来了。
They again bring out this particular point.
影响很多人。
And it impacted, influenced many.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
有一件事情。
There's one thing.
是圣经本身来印证了但以理书是完完就是但以理书。
That is, the Bible itself confirms the book of Daniel.
是什么事呢？
Now what is that?
我跟弟兄姊妹提过的。
Now I've mentioned with brothers and sisters.
那就是死海古卷。
And that is the Dead Sea Scrolls.
那就是第二次大战结束以后在死海所发现的一些古代的文卷。
That is after the Second World War, there are some scrolls that was discovered in the Dead Sea region.
整本旧约圣经绝大部分都在其间。
The entire Old Testament, many of the books were included.
他们考古的鉴定就是说，这些古卷都是在主前三四百年的时候就存留下来的。
The archaeologists would confirm that these scrolls were written 300-400 years BC.
那就是什么？
What does that mean?
那就是说，
In other words,
主前三四百年以前。整本的旧约圣经已经很完整的记录下来在那里。
In other words, the entire volume of the Old Testament, 300-400 years BC, was entirely recorded there.
如果弟兄姊妹你现在有机会到以色列去旅游，
so brothers and sisters have opportunity to visit Israel.
你一定有机会去看死海古卷的那个展览馆。
Surely you will have opportunity to visit the museum where the Dead Sea Scrolls are displayed.
你就看到旧约圣经在是怎么很。几乎完整的都陈列在。
You can basically see the entire volume of the Old Testament in exhibit there.
所以，人家说这个是马加比朝的时候人家编出来的那些，根本就立不住脚。
In other words, those who falsely claim this was a story all made up during the Maccabean Empire has no ground at all.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
神自己的话。
God's own word.
神自己去印证。
God himself confirms.
印证什么呢?
What does it confirm?
神怎么说话?
How God says.
神就怎么做工。
God will do according to his word.
那么回到但以理书的那个起头。
So when we go back to the beginning of the book of Daniel.
今天我先和弟兄们交通这一大段的话。
When I share, what is the purpose of all these words that I share? I mentioned lightly.
神要对看不见前途的人，因着神的信实，看见前途。
God is to show those who do not see a future, but because of God's own faithfulness, they can see a future.
啊，用当时但以理当时的那个实际来说，就是说，被掳的人，分散了的人，你再有什么条件回去做一个祭司的国度呢?
That is, in the actual circumstances, during the book of Daniel, those who are in captivity, those who are scattered, what qualification, what condition would allow you to return to be a kingdom of priests?
按人来看是什么都没有。
According to man, there's no qualification.
但神在但以理书里头做的事。
But all that God did throughout the book of Daniel,
人的信心转过来向神。
When man's faith is turned toward God,
神的启示给那些有信心等候神的人。
God's revelation will be shown those who have faith and wait upon God.
神就把他们的前途摆在那。
And God shows their future ahead of them.
近的前途，远的前途。
Their immediate future and the future ahead.
近的前途就说到犹大，你们现在虽然被分散，并且你们那个分散还不止耶利米给你们说的那么久。
The immediate future is that your scattering is not only declared unto you that short period of time that Jeremiah made known to you.
还要久。
Is even much longer than that.
但是不管怎么久。
But regardless of how long that period is,
他们都有个尽头。
They all have an end.
那个尽头是什么呢?
And where is that end?
神救赎的恩典出来。
It is the redemption, God's grace of redemption appears. And when his grace appears,
就真真实实把你们带到永远。
Will truly bring you into eternity.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是但以理书要我们所认定的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the very point the book of Daniel wants us to acknowledge.
如这次再来读但以理书的时候。
Therefore, when we read again the book of Daniel this time.
首先弟兄姊妹们要把一个已经有的观念来更新一下。
First of all, the impression we already have, we have to renew.
它不是只是说一个历史的事实。
The book of Daniel is not merely a historical account.
它是神的启示，做了一个很隐藏的解开。
But it is a very, is the revelation of God that's hiddenly open to us.
要把我们永远放在有指望的里面去跟随主，直到主的旨意完成。
That we will forever be placed in a position where we always will have hope until we see the Lord face to face.
但主恩待我们。
And may the Lord be gracious to us.
我们这次开始来看但以理的时候，我们有一个更新的那个心思来接受主在但以理书给我们的信息。
So that we have a renewed understanding of the book of Daniel as the Lord shows us the message from the book of Daniel.
我们有这样祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你是永远到永远不改变的神。
For your God, from everlasting to everlasting, who do not change.
我们的主也是明明的宣告说，昨日今日直到永远。
And Lord, clearly you proclaim yesterday, today, and yes, forever, Jesus is the same. Therefore, the light of your word is assured. And the work of your hand is established. And once we're chosen by you,
尽管我们有各种的愚昧和软弱，叫我们不是很明显的随着你的脚踪走。
Even though we have much weakness and foolishness, we cannot confidently follow your footsteps.
但是你没有忘记我们。
But you did not forget about us.
你用尽你自己的方法。
And with all your ways,
要把我们带回你起初拣选我们的目的。
It is to bring us back to the purpose of your original calling.
主啊，我们 对着你所做的一切还有什么话好说
Lord, we are speechless in all the work that you do.
我们只有说我们的主你配得敬拜配得称颂配得高举
We only can acknowledge and say you're worthy of all the worship, all the praises and all the exaltation.
因为你没有留下样好处不给仰望等候你的人
Because you did not withhold any good thing from those who look and wait upon you.
但愿主保守我们的心思和意念
Lord, may you keep our heart and our mind.
让我们的整个的人毫无保留的按照你的心意来跟随你走到我们的路中。
So without any reservation, we'll follow you until the end wholeheartedly.
与你面对面在你荣耀的显现。
So that we would in glory see you face to face.
我们再次说荣耀称颂感谢爱戴归给你。
Once again, we say all praises, thanksgiving, and adoration be given unto you.
但愿主你亲手领我们走完我们该走的路。
And Lord, will you use your own hand to lead us on the way which we ought to go?
谢谢主，因为你实在是这样的恩待我们。
Lord, we thank thee because thou have been so gracious to us in this way.
感谢主。
Again, we say thank you, Lord.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.